Hachette Audio presents Now You See Her, written by James Patterson and Michael Ledwidge, read by Elena Erica Davis. Prologue. Lies and videotape. 1. I'd already tossed the driver a 20 and was bouncing up and down like a preschooler last online for the potty when my taxi finally stopped across from the Hudson Hotel on West 58th. I didn't wait for change, but I did nearly get clipped by an express bus as I got out on the street side and hightailed it across 8th Avenue. I didn't even look at my iPhone as it tried to buzz out of my jacket pocket. By this point, with my full work day and tonight's party of all parties to plan, I was more surprised when it wasn't going off. A sound, deafening even by Midtown Manhattan standards, hammered into my ears as I made the corner. Was it a jackhammer? A construction pile driver? Of course not, I thought, as I spotted a black kid squatting on the sidewalk playing drums on an empty spackle bucket. Luckily, I also spotted my lunch appointment, Aiden Beck, at the edge of the crowded street performance. Without preamble, I hooked elbows with the fair, scruffily handsome young man and pulled him into the chic Hudson. At the top of the neon-lit escalator, a concierge who looked like one of the happy, shiny cast members of High School Musical smiled from behind the Carrara marble check-in desk. "Hi, I called 20 minutes ago," I said. "I'm Mrs. Smith." "This is Mr. Smith. We'd like a room with a large double bed. The floor or view doesn't matter. I'm paying cash. I'm really in a rush." The clerk took in my sweating face and the contrast between my sexy office attire and my much younger companion's faded jeans and suede jacket with seeming approval. "Let's get you to your room then," the uber-happy concierge said without missing a beat. A cold wind hit me as I came out of the hotel with Aiden an hour later. I looked up at the New York spring light glistening off the blue-tinged towers of the Time Warner Center down the block. I smiled as I remembered how my daughter Emma called it the world's largest glass goalpost. I looked at Aiden and wondered if what we just did was right. It didn't matter, did it? I thought as I dabbed my eyes with the sleeve of my knockoff Burberry jacket. It was done. "You were amazing. You really were," I said, handing him the envelope as I kissed his
sample complete. Ready to continue?